You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Flint water disaster has been reported on in great depth, including on this station, radio, television, newspapers, magazines. Now comes another way to tell the stories of the people of Flint through theater.
Tell them I still got poison in my body. That every person in this city, they consider a nobody. Still got poison in their body.
I am here because this is where I am supposed to be. This community is my family, and we all need each other.
Those voices are from a new play, Flint, written by Jose Casas. He's an assistant professor of theater and drama at the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance. With us now, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for inviting me.
So you're from Los Angeles, and you were applying for this job at the University of Michigan, and that's when you learned of the Flint water crisis, which was really unfolding at the time. What led you to say, I'm writing a play about this?
Well, when I started hearing about it and starting to do more research, I was really getting more passionate, more angry as well. And all of my work actually is based on the idea of social justice, whether it's documentary theater or theater for young audiences or hip-hop theater. And so while I was waiting to hear whether or not I got the job, I decided if I got the job, I would do the play. And I still could have done it technically if I hadn't been here, but I didn't want to do a hit and run and just come into Flint for a few days and leave and do a play. That's just not right. And with this type of ethnographic or documentary style theater, there's certain ethical considerations.
Such as?
In terms of, you know, how do you create art in the midst of trauma? You know, how do I go in and not cause more harm than good? And one of the things that's become communicated to me by a lot of people is that so many people are going into Flint, whether they're artists or researchers or lawyers, and a lot of people just feel like guinea pigs. They're like, why are you really here? Is it really to help us? Or are you just, you know, it's the hot thing to do? And I didn't want to be one of those people.
So, we certainly saw that during political campaigns.
Oh, yeah.
Flint was everyone's favorite backdrop.
Yeah. And where we're doing, it's funny that you mentioned that, because where we're doing the community performance, they're like, we never hear from politicians until September or October of a voting year, you know, when they want to come in and do their speeches. So we don't let them because we know they're not invested. And so for me, it's also about when you do this type of work over an extended period of time is building trust with the community. So by myself, close to 100, if not a little bit more than 100 interviews, but I would say at least 400 people said no. And when people don't want to talk in this type of theater, you respect that as much as the people who do want to talk, because it's still painful, it's still happening, it's still continuing, possibly for generations. So it's not my intent to make people talk. It's whoever wants to share can share. And I don't know if I'd want to talk if I was in the same shoes. So you have to respect that as well.
So the play Flint, it's a series of character monologues?
It's a series of monologues, a couple of group ensemble scenes, and a couple of movement scenes as well. And the characters are fictionalized, but most of the monologues do stem from the actual interviews. And a couple of the monologues or scenes are composites of different interviews put together to create that character. But the dialogue is 100% from the people of Flint, as well as a couple of instances of public records that I was able to use as well. But it's 100% verbatim, the dialogue.
So when you say people of Flint, and who else? Do we hear from politicians? Do we hear from a Dr. Mona kind of?
One of the characters is based on Dr. Mona, and we couldn't necessarily get an interview with her, but she gave us permission to use any material, TED Talks or whatever, to you. She's been great. It's just she's been so busy. And in terms of politicians, man, they don't want nothing to do with this play. They don't. We've asked them all. And
why?
So I don't think they want to be accountable or be in a space where they're accountable. And I think they don't want a perception of who they are.
You know, you talked about the ethics of what you're doing with kind of writing a play like this. Are you allowed to pull quotes from, you know, on the record interviews and things that
yes,
are said
trust,
by officials?
I did the research on the copyright laws, and that's a public domain, so it's good to go.
So are there officials represented in your play based on interviews that were given at the time?
No, actually. Okay, yeah. But there's dialogue from the people who do talk about those politicians, and so they're it's fair game. And especially Rick Snyder does not come off good whatsoever. He's he's one of the main targets in this. You know, him and Nestle, other corporations as well, are targets.
Let's listen to a couple of other clips from Flint, written by Jose Casas.
In a developed country, we should not allow water to pass over poisoning substances. It is just that simple. And while we're talking about how much it's going to cost, what we're not talking about is how much we have to gain by fixing the problem. But that is not the attitude. Nothing is getting fixed.
For those of us who don't drive nice cars and live in fancy houses, we ain't got much choice. Some people too afraid to leave. Some people can't afford to leave, and some don't know any better. Flint, all we got.
So tell us about, you've got a premiere this weekend and next weekend at the University of Michigan.
Yes, we open this Thursday, April 4th, and it runs for 2 weeks. We also, because it's a play about a community in crisis, to just do the play at the university would be unethical as far as I'm concerned. So I've created a bunch of events to contextualize the play and just create spaces for dialogue. So we have a symposium with a whole bunch of different sessions, panels, lectures, play readings, workshops that will be at the University of Michigan in the Walgreen Drama Center, April 4th and 5th. We have a art exhibit where most of the art is from members of the Flint community, and that is at the Duderstadt Art Gallery at the University of Michigan from April 7th through 11th. Obviously, we had the community performance on April 16th at the Flint Development Center, and finally, the Duderstadt Video Center. We're doing a live stream performance for those people who don't have access to come to this show. But in particular, in Flint, those who don't have access to transportation, those who are physically immobile, we want to try to get the word out to as many people as possible. And so, because we want this play to continue and to inform people about not only Flint, but there's a whole lot of Flints popping up in this country, and we need to deal with those too. And to show that it really isn't just about the water. Flint has been dealing with a lot of things for decades, even centuries. Racism, poverty, violence, social inequity. And so those all play a factor in what happened in the water crisis.
Jose, is there an overarching takeaway that you hope people will get from seeing Flint?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, just an education of what's happening and an awareness that it's, like I said, not just about water, all these different issues, but there are so many different communities being affected. And in the media, usually we only see predominantly poor African-Americans, which is true because they're the largest population. But there are stories about how it's affected the Latino community in terms of immigration. There's a monologue about how the deaf community has been ignored. And I never would have imagined that starting this play. And so that education is one. And just this idea of change, that how do we in our own individual lives contribute to that, whether it's in Flint, here at the University of Michigan, or just in our own neighborhoods. I think, you know, if we're all too busy complaining about the world but never doing our little bit to kind of help the situation, are we part of the problem? So just having people think about change. And also, too, this play, I say in a lot of ways, when you break it down, it's a play about us taking things for granted, even a cup of water, you know?
The play is Flint, written by Jose Casas, who's an assistant professor at the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance. Thank you so much for sharing your work and your passion with us, Jose.
Thank you for the invitation. I appreciate you getting the word out.